This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for our weekly adventure into what is one of those things that motivates me, and I hope that through my motivation you'll be motivated. A lot of people are attracted. There are more and more people around our country and around the world. This broadcast is heard around the country and also around the world at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And wherever you get your podcast, you can find this. One of the things that I like about expanding my own mind and helping you to expand yours is the experiential thing. Look at all the people who have been through some of these challenges, some of the questions, and I think that's where change comes in. We question, we wonder, we ask ourselves why. And that's a fabulous dimension to have, I think. And it's a fabulous focus. So to help us with that this week on Your Hidden Power is J. Stuart Dixon, who is a self-help coach. He's an author of Spirituality for Badasses, and I guess that's as good a place to start as any, Mr. Dixon. How to Find Your Inner Badass. So that has to be a reflection on you. Maybe you were a wimp at some point in time and you decided that you wanted to change your evil or not so evil ways. So what's your story?
Sure. I think the essence of the story is that when I was in my, I'm 52 now, when I was in my, you know, late teens, early 20s, I got involved in spirituality.
What brought you, though? What happened in your life that brought you? Because all of us have something that happens in our lives that causes us to be upset, to be emotional, and to ask questions, right? So what happened with you?
Absolutely. I started when I was around, you know, in college, and I just, this creeping sense of just being born on the wrong planet, which eventually turned into a gaping sense of depression, of existential depression, which is like, something's missing. Something what is that thing missing? So to answer your original question about, being a spiritual badass, it's essentially that, so I got involved in spirituality and in finding out who I am and asking the bigger questions and exploring, all sorts of alternative methods of doing so. I got into it not because I wanted to be a saint or a guru or or intellectually I wanted to, uncover some great profound truth. No, I was hurting. I was suffering. I was just
how
not
so?
Feeling good.
Physically? Was it emotional, physical? What was your suffering? Describe it, please.
Sure. It was, yes.
Yes to all of the questions.
All of the above. Yeah, and mental, people who are depressed, and I experienced this, you're constantly battling yourself, you're constantly doubting yourself, you're having this war inside your head about what is right, what is wrong, what am I doing here? It's just churning. There's an emotional quality to it that's this heavy feeling in your heart, in, like you're contracted. And then physically, imagine if you're experiencing those two things, the mental side of it and the emotional side of it. Well, physically, you're just going to have days where you're just going to not want to get out of bed, when you're not going to want to do things. So,
you know what I found? If I may interrupt you for a second, but I want to I want to support your premise here by adding one more piece of the puzzle. I've recently undergone, because I was told last year that I'd had a TIA. And I didn't think I'd had a TIA. I had an instance that happened to me, but I wanted to find out what it was. So I went to the hospital, did the usual tests, and spent a day, sticking something in every part of my body to figure out whether I had it or I hadn't. And the conventional wisdom was, yep, he's had a TIA. You better be careful. You got to go on this drug and that drug, and you're going to have it again if you don't do this, and blah, blah, blah. So then I found a neurologist who runs the Tufts Neurology Center, and he was good enough to spend a couple of hours with me, and he said, you don't have a TIA. You had a spell, but you had complete control of your faculties, even though there were some things you were going on that you didn't really understand for a few minutes, but it wasn't at all what all these other people said was the problem. In the meantime, I'd gone on blood thinners, and I've done, you know, statin drugs anyway. So I have a friend, Jay, who runs a clinic in Denver called Seriscan. And what they do, they have all of the football teams, all the government contracts to examine men who play football and what goes on in their head, what are all the concussions about, and what, you know, what really is happening inside your brain. And they also do the same with the people in the military. So I had my, I've had it done a couple of times now. And so when they looked at it, the question came, have I been depressed or angry more lately? And I'm not basically an angry guy. You know, I'm like everybody else. Sometimes something hits the switch and I go bananas. But I felt like there was a little more of that going on. And there have been times in the last few months I've been very depressed. And so he said to me, look at this, and we looked at the brain, and one of the problems was that there's not a lot of blood going to the part of your brain that predicates what your emotional status is. Are you angry? Are you depressed? That kind of stuff. And I found I wasn't getting a lot of blood into that area of my brain for whatever the reason. So, you know, you have that physical, and then you have the experiential stuff that you're talking about. And, you know, you put it together, you can, if you don't get a handle on it, you can have a pretty miserable life. And I think that's what you're kind of addressing here, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And then how to address it. Because when I was young, I had several choices. You know, first choice, and I think most people run to, are, you know, alcohol and drugs, especially at that age. And then, you know, and I did. And then the second choice was, well, okay, so I'll try some, I'll go to a doctor and see what he says. And at the time, Prozac was a big thing, and tried a little bit of that. And it just was not my cup of tea. I didn't like the side effects. I felt like I was cutting and numbing and drugging and not really getting to the root of the problem.
And you were. And then, the answer to that is yes, 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 and yes. That's what you did. You covered it up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Covering it up. And then I think what spirituality did for me was it empowered me. It gave me this badass sense that, okay, let's meet these fears. Let's meet the dragon. Let's see what's at the root of this. So that we can perhaps, maybe, who knows, you know, I was young at the time. I just was going on faith and hope alone. And sure enough, I started doing this. I started to meet the fears. I started to discover that there was a part of me, an inner badass part of me that was okay despite the depression, that there was an aware part of myself that was like, oh, okay, I hadn't noticed that before. And that's how it progressed, was slowly, slowly discovering that part that was untouched by depression, that was this island in the midst of like a hurricane, and slowly from there of gradually revealing it. So
yeah. All right. We'll continue on. It's Jay Stuart Dixon here, who is a coach, and this book, Spirituality for Badasses. Yeah. We certainly dig around more on that as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. I want to help you discover some of your own power in the bedroom. And this is not about sexuality, although I think you have a much better time in between the sheets, frankly, if you have comfortable sheets. And you can get them from MyPillow, along with pillows that are fabulously fun to have and very supportive. They have the towels that are highly absorbent. All kinds of things now in the new MyPillow product catalog. What I kind of like the most of the new stuff are the MyPillow My Slippers that you can get. 3-tier cushioning system that's been developed by the folks at MyPillow. Your feet will feel fabulous. Never will they have felt like this before, and never will they feel the same again. They have two styles, slip-on and moccasins, available in a variety of colors. And if you use the DJV code, you get 40% off on the new MySlippers at MyPillow.com. So take a trip. Go to MyPillow.com. Look around at what they have that supports really great rest and comfort. All the MyPillow products like the sheets, the mattress topper, the towel sets, and save big money using the DJV code. Check it all out. 40% too, especially on the new My Slippers. Use that promo code DJV when you check out at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Knowing and doing. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's often a vast difference between knowing something and living it. For many people, it's easy to regurgitate that we should treat others as we want to be treated, or that it's better to be grateful for what we do have than for the things we don't have. But although those statements are easy to memorize or speak, they seem to be much more difficult for people to actually live out. What about you? Do these sayings resonate with you? Are you able to live them out? What about with other statements that sit well with you? Or perhaps the more important question to ask is this: can you consciously and intentionally narrow the gap more today between what you know and what you actually do? Because the more you can narrow that gap, the more you'll be able to live out your beliefs consistently, and the less you'll struggle with the conflict of knowing what's right but doing what's wrong. For more on knowing and doing, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Back to our conversation here with J. Stuart Dixon, the idea of being depressed and coming out of it. So then how long did it take you to make progress, Jay?
I would say, I mean, it came, you know, years would go by at the beginning, and I just went, yeah, sure. I was, you know, I think this, the best analogy when you're tackling anxiety or depression with spirituality is sort of like an iceberg melting. You know, it takes some time, and sometimes for some individuals, big chunks fall off right away, and for other individuals, it's a slow melt, you know, all the way down. Myself, it took me, you know, a couple of years before a big chunk fell off, and another couple of years after that, another bigger chunk fell off, and, it did the trick. It's been, 15 years now since, I can, you know, say, draw a line in the sand and say, okay, yeah, no more anxiety attacks, no more depression. I feel okay in my own skin. I'm happy to be here on planet Earth, you know, a complete load off.
Well, that's, you know, it takes, though, a wallop. Sometimes you got to really get whacked around in order, and I think we've all done that. I think that's what brings us around to being more spiritual, frankly, is the fact that we find something about life that we just can't handle. We don't want to handle it, maybe, or we're smart enough to know this is not me. I better do something about it. So you have courses and books and videos to sort of support getting people around to becoming a spiritual badass. And it's good because you want to hear from somebody who practices what he preaches. And if you have suffered from many of these things that we've been describing here, this may be a good place for you to start. We continue with our look at your spirituality, at what your experiences are, and how I'm always interested after we present a problem to figure out how to fix it. So that's what we're doing here. Stand by for more conversation. J. Stuart Dixon, author and supporter of Our Best Self, is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, back to J. Stuart Dixon. His bio is, well, I want to send people to the website or Facebook page. I know the book is on Amazon. You can always find books on Amazon, probably, hopefully, in good bookstores. I'm being very transparent here, Jay. I don't like Amazon. I think Amazon is a scourge on society. It's kind of like Walmart. They put everybody out of business. And it's not, I don't like it. It's frankly, it's handy. It makes it easier. People say it's convenient. But you know what? The best things in life are not always convenient. And so I'm tooting a little on Amazon, but so you can find this book there. Here I am pooping on them and then sending them there to get the book Spirituality for Badasses. But there's got to be other places. Your new order. You got a website. What's your website?
Sure, it's spiritualityforbadasses.com.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. All right, so you get the book there. Yeah, right, exactly. I'd rather, frankly, when you do business at Amazon, you have to give them a portion of the money. I'd rather you order it right from his website, spiritualityforbadass.com, and then dig around. And, this is one of the, I have a lot of people on this program, and I'm very encouraged myself. But if you think this is going to be an easy read, or you think this process is easy, you probably shouldn't even bother to dig into it, right? I mean,
thank you for saying that. Would you like me to respond to that?
Or? Yeah, I do. We got a few seconds. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so thank you so much for pointing that out, because, it is not an easy read. This is not called Spirituality for Wimps. You know, there's a lot of elements in this book that could turn you off. It's not a typical New Age spiritual fruit book. There's a lot of humor in the book. There's a lot of cursing in the book. There are some sobering, counterintuitive truths that don't feel good sort of to meet, when you were talking about finding your what is your mind about? What is ego about? What is shadow? And what are all the difficulties that we have to confront? Now that's tough stuff for a lot of people. But I think what's beautiful, at least what I've experienced with those who have read the book, is that I think I've done a pretty good job of presenting it in such a way that there's, along with the medicine, Doug, there's plenty of sugar. Yeah. It's a fun book to read. But it's difficult because I think spirituality, if it's worth a salt, there has to be some point where there's friction. Mm-hmm. There has to be some point where you really confront yourself and meet these, you know, get outside of your box. And that's what this book is a challenge to readers to get outside of their box. But,
There are a lot of strategies for coping with the physical and the psychological effects of trauma, and this is one way of doing it. It's an important way of doing it. It's something to consider. The book has done well. It's selling well on Amazon. There are a lot of other things that are ancillary that go with it, but if you want to get help, first thing you got to do is recognize you need it, and then from there you have all kinds of choices, and this is one of the good ones. Someone who you've got children and you've got a spouse, so you know you probably use some of these things. Maybe they were the cause of some of the depression. You know, that happens too in the best of circles and the best of friends and the best of relationships. Anyway, the website is spiritualityforbadass.com, badasses, and this is an important consideration. Think about where you are. Think about your emotions. Think about what you want to do. First thing you got to do is want to change. You don't want to change, then forget it. You do, it's a good place to start, I would say. It's good. You have a great inspirational way about you, Jake, and congratulations and best of luck as you continue. This is Doug Steffen. You're listening to Your Hidden Power.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower. Built for taking it easy. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Z300 for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Mexico City officials are reporting a subway train derailed in Mexico City Monday night after an overpass partially collapsed, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens of others, with 38 hospitalized. The structure was built in 2012. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says it appears a support beam has failed, end quote. President Biden on Monday called on wealthy Americans and corporations to pay their fair share to fund free community college and other benefits as he promoted his sweeping jobs and safety net plan in Virginia. Speaking at Tidewater Community College in the poor city of Norfolk, Biden said his proposed expansion of the U.S. public education system would rebalance the economy and benefit lower-income Americans. Melinda and Bill Gates are getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. Reports on Tuesday said the couple did not sign a prenuptial agreement before they got married in 1994. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As President Biden announced Monday, he will be quadrupling the number of refugee admissions into the United States. A refugee from communist Albania, Peter Lamage, now an attorney in America, tells Fox News his story to become a legal citizen.
Yeah, first of all, we had to escape Albania because Albania was a communist country. And then we were settled in a refugee camp in what used to be Yugoslavia for about 9 months. Then after that, we had to we were subjected to background investigation to make sure that we proved our identity. We didn't commit any crimes. We were not wanted. Then we had to undergo medical examinations and interviewed by the U.S. Embassy and eventually came to the United States. So that was pretty much the summary of coming to the United States as a refugee doing it legally.
Being a U.S. citizen legally is part of the American dream.
Oh, I mean, you know, anyone who doesn't go through that process doesn't understand the importance and the significance of being an American, because when you come to the United States as a refugee, you come here for the Americanism. You don't come here because of the benefits that they would offer you. You come here to embrace Americanism. You come here to embrace the Judeo-Christian values, to learn the language, to become an American.
Yeah.
And I think that we have diluted that significance of coming to the United States that way any longer.
Mr. Lamage explains it's all about increasing the Democrats' voter base.
They want to make sure that they bring them to the United States as quickly as possible to increase that voting block that they are going to need for the next elections.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Harry Geller joins me now with a focus on the things that he knows. I'm going to tell you a story, all right? And you'll love this story. You've not met my grandson yet, but I hope someday to either bring them to you, my grandchildren, or you bring them to me. I know how you are with your you have two grandchildren, I think, now, don't you? Did Natalie
yes.
give another birth? Yeah, I thought she did.
Yeah. So they're called Romy and Leah.
That's it. Leah. I don't know Leah. Romy, I've met. Leah, I have not met yet. So my grandson and I went to Los Angeles this past weekend. First time I've been with my family. I could hug them and take the masks off and just enjoy everybody's been vaccinated. So we're talking about my son and his wife being pregnant. And so the idea of what's a good name for the baby. And because you remember, I think you met my wife, Toni, way back when.
Yes.
Anyway, her name was Antoinette Josephine Radijak. That was her married name. That was her single name. So Brendan says he wants to name his daughter, if it's a daughter, Josephine. So we're having a conversation. Miles, my grandson, comes over to the table, and Brendan looks at him and says, "What do you think would be a good name for the baby?" And he looks at Brendan and me, and he says, "Joe." And Brendan about fell off of the chair. because this little six-year-old kid is sensitive enough. I know. I think he's very sensitive. I think he's, like, unbelievably an old soul and a spiritual kid. But tell us about what causes that? What kind of energy is there out there for him either to have picked up on the name or to have figured out? What really is going on here, Uri?
Very simple. Telepathy. Mind over matter.
A six-year-old?
Yeah, of course. Extrasensory perception. Dougie, you're born with it. And I started reading minds when I was about four and developed it further. I loved the fact that I could read minds of my teachers and pupils. I harnessed it. I sharpened it. And then the CIA actually validated exactly that trait in me, that I have these perceptual abilities, and I prove myself in an unconvincing and unconventional manner. And it's just telepathy. Someone is calling me with all the technology. I can still see who is calling me right now as I speak to you. So this is not telepathy. This is technology. But having said that, in the coming 15, 20 years, Doug, we will have a chip implanted in our brain, and we will be linked into a, I know you don't like to hear this, we'll be linked into a mother computer, and we'll be able to read minds, transfer thoughts, feelings, emotions, and all that. But you know, Doug, that right now, there, beside, see, phones are ringing all the time. Beside telepathy, we also are connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which we can transmit energy. It's like ley lines. You know, Doug, you know, people don't really know about ley lines, but ley lines refer to kind of straight alignments. That's the right word, drawn between various historic structures and prominent landmarks. I believe that from my island, Lamb Island, there is a direct link to the Roslyn Chapel, from there to Jerusalem, from there to Egypt. And we can use those ley lines to empower our mind power, our telepathy. So maybe your, you know, little children have this energy already when they're born. Some of these kids are called indigo child. If you don't know what's an indigo child, simply Google it. You would be amazed how many kids have these powers already in them from day one.
That's something I want to, you know, wonder in the family. I've become sensitive late in life. You were on it from the early times. But I think it's understanding what gifts we have, some more than others in certain areas, and how we can use them. It'd be interesting to watch him and see how, as he's growing, you know, maybe when I have time, I can take him aside as he's growing and more to focus on these sorts of things. But whatever I have learned, much of it, if not most of it, I've learned from you. So that's the cool part of all of this. Uri Geller, paranormalist. He's got a great website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. And don't forget, when you're there, to check out his book, which teaches you to douse. It's a fascinating talent. Uri's got lots of them, and you can learn about them. Again, website is urigeller.com. Time for a reminder here on Your Hidden Power. One of the things that, in terms of product information, that I'm most pleased to be able to disseminate the information about is Calitrin. You know, as we talk about what's special to all of us and what motivates us, one of the things that motivates me is help. I've always said in my life, we're here to help. And I think even though the folks at Calitrin are paying me, sure, to tell the story, I think I give it a little bit more, frankly, and so do they, than the money that they pay me to talk about it would normally predicate. I take it. I use it. I like it. In fact, I've seen how it can help me keep the weight off. I like ice cream and cake, and I like cookies, and I like candy. And so you want to eliminate the sugar, get the bad stuff out of your system. And that's one of the tenets of Calitrin. It has ingredients that help get rid of the impact of sugar and sweets on your system. Fortunately, I don't have any other things that get me to deviate from reality that would make me sick or make me... I'm not sick, but I don't like sometimes the weight that I put on. And certainly in the soft weather months when I can't be working on the farm, I put on a few pounds. And with Calitrin, I shake it and keep it off. That's the healthy way, the right way, the smart way to keep weight off. Calitrin, the weight loss formula, is very easy to understand. You can find it on their website, which, by the way, is toploss.com. Yep, that's the website for Calitrin. Check it out. You'll see the formula that they use that put together by a doctor and three of his nurses to satisfy people's needs to really, once they've done the hard work of losing the weight, to keep it off. That's where Calitrin steps in. So find out all about it. Hear ye, check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out, use the DJV card. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get the great spring values they have right now. A spring special for purchase of the Calitrin and other things that they have at the website. Check it out, toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout. Don't forget the continuing story or saga of the things that we find important to talk about here on Your Hidden Power. The most recent podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com is focusing on how to find balance in your life using feng shui. There's a lady named Lisa Morton comes on the program and on the podcast to talk about how you can create good qi, if you will. She's a certified practitioner of feng shui and very, very helpful. So it became a large part of our conversation, in addition to the usual conversation with Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, and Uri Geller, and the very cool info that we get from Laura Banks. It's just all together to help you find that balance. It really is. So find it, check it out every week, yourhiddenpower.com or wherever you get your podcast. Check out the spirit world at Your Hidden Power.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses. If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Mary O'Malley is here, our psychic scout, and the Your Hidden Power program, focusing on all the various ways you can get better, be well, if you will. The moon is close to our planet. It is our moon. It is that other planet that's influencing the gravitational flow of so many things, influences our lives. So do people, when there's a moon like this, do you find more people pick up the phone or send you an email? I better spend some time with you, Mary. I'm all shook up. Sounds like an Elvis song. About the moon and how I feel. It's crazy. So are people really crazier when the moon is as it is, and do they need your help?
That's a funny question.
Well, it's good. I like funny questions.
Typically, the moon is related to your inner self. So it reveals things inside of you. So it's going to reveal frustrations. It's going to, you know, reveal things that you've been maybe setting to the side, you know, so to speak. I'll deal with that later, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's right in front of you.
People are put off, and the people who don't subscribe to, don't put off to tomorrow what you're going to do today. It's just the opposite. I'm not going to deal with this. I don't want confrontation. I don't want any upset in my life. And that we don't realize that the more you put it off, the more complicated and difficult it becomes, right?
Right. And then it's illuminated by the moon, and you know, you can't not see it anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in that respect, yeah, you know, I think that we're so influenced by nature, and mm-hmm. we forget how influenced we are.
Well, we're so egotistical because we think everything revolves around us. Is that the id? Who was the, was that Freud or Jung? I don't remember which one, but one of them figured out. It's all about our sex. It's all about sex, and it's all about me. So, that's right? I mean, think about it. It motivates people. Yeah. The two main, the main motivators are me and sex. And, you know, then the family comes in and yada, yada. But you're always interested in your own self first. Come on. You know that.
Well, you know, you have to be, right?
Yeah. It's both survival. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if things are being illuminated that you've been trying to avoid, you're going to feel a little off balance.
So how does it influence? All right, so let's say we've got the moon and we have an electromagnetic field that comes, it influences the tides and all kinds of stuff in our psyche. So how does somebody as sensitive as you, someone who has to go to spirit in order to get help, to pass information along to people, how does that not get all screwed up by various electromagnetic fields? Not even that, like all the EMTs, the electromagnetic energies around from the phones and from TV waves and radio, all that stuff. How does that keep, how do you stay on the straight and narrow, given that you need to have a clear connection to spirit in order to make yourself helpful?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a really great answer, though, isn't it?
I just go to work and I let spirit and all the different energies sort themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
I have never paid attention to if there's something different during the full moon for me. You know, if it's different, but spirit's really smart. And smarter than me, obviously.
Kevin, yeah, right, exactly. Thank you. I don't mean that as a slam on you.
Good question.
Yeah. Look around and see everything in the world, in the universe, and how do you not think that there's something greater than you?
The only time I found a lot of interference is I was doing readings at a party in a very, very old house in Los Angeles. And there were so many spirits in the dining room where I was working.
Yeah,
I had to get up and move to a different room because they were totally interfering. Yeah.
Yeah, and that happens. So, all right, make sure your room is clear when you're talking to Mary and set up that you've been waiting for a long time to find just the right way to get a reading, a great time. This is a great time for it for all the right reasons. So check out Mary at MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicScout.com. This is your hidden power.
So, How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, moving back into our focus on you. I'm very interested in helping you, and I think that's one of the great services of all the programs that I do. If I do say, it doesn't sound very humble, but maybe I'll check with Laura Banks, who, in addition to being a great astrologer, is an actress and an author, but in my life and for us here, she helps us out astrologically. So what about that? What about the sorts of things? I mean, we all have our personalities, and I've become a great believer, frankly, that our personalities are predicated by when we are born, where we are born, the whole business about where your sun sign is, where your moon is, where your rising sign is. That just helps us. There's a sort of a, and the time of year, like springtime, we feel like we want to surge. So what's going on astrologically that gives us that feeling, Laura?
Well, you're saying two different wonderful things, Doug. I love your curiosity about astrology. Your first point well taken, that the personality is formed by where these planets fall into what signs and houses. I was looking at a chart for my girlfriend, who's a brilliant writer and did an off-Broadway show, but she's always had really father issues. She had kind of a nasty dad. And I looked at her chart, and sure enough, there's this thing called a Chiron, which is actually part comet, part planet, and wherever it is this sort of piercing where you get hurt and you have a painful wound, and it's conjunct or right next to her Saturn, which is the father. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, I just went, oh my God, because I know as a fact that her father was a very negative influence in her life. And time and time again, I will see where these planets land are in perfect relationship to the personality that was imprinted at birth, either often from karmic experiences from past lives the premise we're operating on, right? And then, of course, so you've got this imprint, and then you've got the personality of what's going on in the planets. Like, we just had this beautiful supermoon, this pink supermoon in Scorpio.
Wow, wasn't it, though, big and beautiful?
Oh, my gosh. Did you feel that last night, Scorpio man? Yeah. Did you feel it?
Yeah. I slept very well with the windows all open and the blinds up so the moon could come in and shine on me and Daisy May.
Well, when a supermoon happens, it's closer to the Earth, Doug, so you really feel the effects. And, of course, that
literally, it is not astrologically, but astronomically, the moon has an elliptical pattern around the Earth, and it isn't round. It sometimes in the year is almost 100,000 miles closer to the Earth than it is at other times of the year. That's why it seems bigger, because it's closer. Duh.
Right. And we have another, that's exactly right. And then we've got these new moons that happen, and that's a time for new beginnings. I'm starting a road tour May 12th. There's a new moon May 11th, which is in Taurus, which is where we're going to start to look at our relationship with money and resources and money. Okay, what makes you happy about it? What makes you sad about it? I think a lot of
money?
Us are set on the dial of lot of us are set on the dial of suffering if we don't have enough. But in reality, what if we do have enough and we could be happy?
What if
we do have enough?
That's not it. Yeah. Although I see and I sense that what you're just saying in terms of me is that this is a good business time. It's also a busy time. Busy is busy. If I didn't have the same personality, I would be exhausted, frankly. I think I would.
Well, that's funny. I'm not even going to go. But this is all we got. Four planets in Taurus. That's the Earth. For a person like yourself working with the land and animals, a very potent time. Resources, money. Absolutely, there'll be a predisposition to be thinking about it, making deals about it, having advantages within that world. Now is the time for all of us to kind of reevaluate where is our security and where is our comfort. So you have the reality of money. Am I about to go broke or am I just really rich and I don't want to spend an extra $5 on a burger? You know, it's the headset, of course, is the energetic and the attraction. If you hold it as lack, you know, the idea is you'll continue to get lack. So you have to shift. But then we've got Jupiter going into Pisces, Doug, on the 13th, which brings in good luck, good fortune, rich life experiences. Pisces is a kind of misunderstood sign. It's got so many levels to it, and it's considered weak sometimes and wishy-washy. It's a symbol of duality, and the fish is swimming in opposite directions. But I can't tell you how many presidents of corporations are Pisces.
I think as my rising sign, that's where my moon is. I feel it's more important sometimes for me and my lifestyle than, you know, some of the other realities that you and others have taught me. All right, so for a good reading, let me get to the brass tacks here. Bottom line is that Laura gives great readings. She gives great info, so check her out at stargalnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.